This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Get your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day with your boys.
Are they coming?
On this Taco Tuesday. Game number one of the playoffs for the Baltimore Orioles, the wild card. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Get this thing started against the team that ended your postseason just, what is it, 10 years ago?
Yeah, about that. And
the Orioles haven't won a postseason game since the series before that against Detroit.
So let me ask you this: with Cole Reagans on the mound, do you, like, everybody buys into these revenge narratives, right? Like, the Orioles want to get even with the Royals for what happened in the playoffs last time. You guys remember what happened when the Orioles faced him earlier this year, right? They beat his brains in.
Yeah.
Now, does that make you feel better or worse coming into this game? Because you heard his—I don't know if you heard his comments where he was like, "Hey, I remember what happened last time." So he's ready. He's going to make some adjustments. He's a good pitcher, but ironically, he struggles more against lefties than righties as a left-handed pitcher.
Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry.
I'm saying they have good starting pitching. Yeah. Him and Waka. I mean, you get some frontline pitches right off the bat.
And Seth Lugo had the amazing year for a guy that no one expected that from.
Can I comment on the Orioles getting even with the Royals?
Yeah.
Gunnar Henderson was 13, living in Alabama. He ain't trying to get even with no Orioles. He don't know about what happened in here in Baltimore.
You think he doesn't know Jeremy Guthrie?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly. He has no clue. Fans want to get even. I'm on more in line of Cole of Ragged want to get even because he actually went through the beating.
Well,
but the Orioles players have no clue.
Isn't it like the old Colts player, like when the Ravens would play the Colts and everybody's like, I can't believe these guys aren't upset at them for what they did to us back in 1983.
It's like, yeah, I mean, come on,
he wasn't even born.
Those guys, the fans want to get even. The players don't know. Jackson Holliday was what, 10?
I mean, I think you're being kind.
He was 10. Yeah. He's 20. He was 10 years old then. That's what fans want. The players have no clue. You can tell them till you're blue in the face. Mm-hmm. They look at you like, last time I faced the Royals, what you talking about?
Is there this Baltimore versus Kansas City rivalry kind of starting?
Starting. Yeah. It's starting. If the Orioles had to face the Rangers, that's get even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they went through that. These cats don't know what's going on, man.
You don't know, Rob. I read it on the internet. Ed, is it true? I mean, I read it. It was on that X thing, Twitter or whatever.
No, I just saw a quote. Said, don't believe everything you read on the internet. It was signed Abe Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
That's true, though. That, They took me back to that Colts Ravens thing. Mm-hmm. The players will literally tell you, "Yeah, I heard about it. I don't really know too much about it."
So just be, I mean, like doing the, from the gambling side of things, and people always are trying to create some sort of narrative,
right?
And it always comes like, and I would just remember, it's like, Derrick Rose is playing the Bulls. You think he's got revenge on his mind? He's been on 7 teams since then. No, he doesn't have revenge on his mind. You know, like this stuff keeps getting brought up because people want to create something.
They create whatever narrative they want. And sadly, we'll be talking about Mutombo, I guess, some point today. Oh. But the New York paper said, Knicks and Nets center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when?
Or as long as it takes me to drink this cup of coffee. Yeah. It's like he was a Knick for about a year.
Yeah. I don't even remember him being a Knick.
He was with the Knicks and the Nets, like, briefly.
Wow, that news to me.
But that's how the New York papers get. Yeah, I don't really think of him as a Knick, but I love the guy. But no.
It's a crazy day yesterday. We lost a bunch of people, a bunch of famous people.
Christopherson died, and Mutombo, and Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Three.
Chris Christopherson died?
Yeah, on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. So, look.
Give me a song.
Oh, it's hard. Like, I remember.
One song.
Yeah, a movie. He got started in A Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I remember him more in the movies, too, because he was, you remember, did you watch Blade with Wesley Snipes?
Yes.
So he was the guy, he was Whistler, like the guy that was working with him, the older man.
Got you.
So, but like, again, that's a newer movie for maybe the younger audience, but mm-hmm. like you're going back, like you're talking about the original Star Is Born.
I think that was the first remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the original.
I think the original was in the 50s.
Yeah.
And then that was the remake of that. And then, of course, you know.
No, there was a star that was born before that.
Yes, there was.
And then there was one that before one. That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many stars that have been born.
Amazing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I don't know if
Kid McCusick's going to join us at the 8 o'clock hour. More stupidness with Jeremy Kahn in the 7 o'clock hour. And this Orioles baseball playoff. I wonder how many of our listeners are going to the playoff game today.
I did like the doctor's note that the Orioles sent out.
Yeah.
That was Jeff
Arnold.
Yeah. It was a nice
they had talked about it on the broadcast.
What doctor's note?
It was like, please excuse so-and-so today.
For the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They talked about it on the radio.
Signed Epstein's mother.
Our young audience has no clue that you're talking about Welcome Back Connor. No clue. You just gave a Welcome Back. You guys, you know John Travolta?
Yeah.
That's where he started.
Yes.
I used to love that show.
Heard it. It was great.
Horseshack with his dumb laugh.
The Welcome to Brooklyn sign as the show starts.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Which one used to do that?
That was that Epstein? That was Travolta.
Yeah, Travolta, yeah. That was a good show.
Vinnie Barbarino.
Hey.
Yeah, was he like one of the original heartthrobs back then in the 70s?
Along with
Sean Cassidy and all these other guys.
When he did Grease with Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
He's got a butt chin, though. Like, it was kind of interesting when you see, like,
Travolta. Yeah, but his was considered cool. Yours not.
I got a butt
his on his face. It's different.
That's where his is. I mean, he can wipe his nose bottom and of blow his face. Ass. Blow his ass. Blow his nose and wipe his ass.
I'm like, where are you going with this?
I'm half asleep.
What you doing this morning?
I cleaned up dog piss by my front door, which was great. I came in here and washed my hands again. God bless it. Nothing like waking up in the morning and stepping in a puddle of dog piss.
Were you barefoot?
No, I was in socks. It was
same
worse.
Thing. Yeah, it's worse. It absorbs it.
I got to run back to the room, find another pair. Do these match? It's like, come on, man.
You wear matching socks?
I guarantee they're both white and doesn't matter.
No, yeah. I always wear black socks.
Do you?
I've always worn black socks since the Fab Four. You'll never see me in a pair of white socks.
I don't wear white socks either. I don't wear socks. I don't wear plain socks. Well, I have plain black socks.
You wear the socks with things on them.
I don't wear white socks because of the Fab Four, and I don't wear
Five, maybe?
No, the Four, before the one got
the Beatles?
There.
Beatles?
I'm all over the place. And I had a joke all lined up, and I don't wear white underwear since the accident in third grade. So, you know.
But do you wear underwear with days on them?
No.
You ain't cool yet. You're not
Where's
cool
my
yet.
Saturday?
That's right.
He came in with the days of the week in his underwear.
Oh, I'm going to give you a cool story. So last night we went to, Kabuto,
yeah.
Kabuto's. So you know how you have the whole presentation of the food? And they chopping up the food.
Mm-hmm.
They flip it to you and you hold your mouth open. So Stephanie, she did it. Brianna, she did it. They got to Robbie. Robbie said, put his hand up, said, don't throw food in my mouth.
Ha ha ha!
I looked at him and said, that's my guy. So when he got to me, he knew, hey, man, keep it moving. Get to the next person.
He don't want food in his mouth either.
So. He put his hand up like, stop. Like between he and the chef said, don't throw food in my mouth.
Now, let me ask you this. Were they throwing shrimp or zucchini?
Shrimp.
Oh, so you still got the good one. Some of the places are like, man, did you see how much the price of shrimp is now? Here's a piece of zucchini.
I think Robbie would make a great motorcycle cop.
That was
take nonsense from anybody.
That was a proud moment for me. I almost looked at him and was like, no, you dance, clown.
I'm going back to what Ed said. License and registration, please. Officer, do you know what? License and registration, please.
Like, just really picture
right at you.
Then give him a ticket and say, ho, ho, ho. World is stupid at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we're going to preview game one of the wild card between the Orioles and the Royals up next on The Fan.
The Big Bang. Update from the yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
I just think the experience of it, you know, the experience for these guys of playing this type of stage, this many people that are going to be here. We're excited to play in front of our home fans. It's going to be a lot of energy in the ballpark. And it's just another, you know, for a lot of our guys hadn't played in postseasons, you know, before last year. And to have that experience is going to be, you know, I think it's going to work out well.
Experience is key. Experience is key. These guys been there, done that, and they get to go again. Now, we notice that Corbin Burns is pitching today. And the next 2 days is to be determined. You guys may know more about this than I do, and please forgive me if I pronounce this improperly, but how much will Rosh Hashanah on Thursday impact Dean Kramer and when he can pitch?
Never even thought about it.
Rosh Hashanah is Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules and what you can do and can't do, but I'm wondering if that's why it's TBD. Does he in turn pitch tomorrow? And Eflin pitched Thursday? Or is that not a holiday that he's impacted by? I don't know. But I found out yesterday that Thursday is Rosh Hashanah. That's how you pronounce it, right?
Yes. And I'm not upset if that's the case and he needs to go in game two instead of game three, just out of respect to him. But I probably would feel a little bit differently if the Orioles lost today. Like, hey, I don't know if I want
Dean Kramer pitching tomorrow.
Pitching an elimination game where I'd rather have Zach Eflin.
Is that why it's TBD?
I think it might. Look, he's very religious. He speaks Hebrew, is the first language to speak in his house. So, yeah, that's very popular. I think Rosh Hashanah is more of a celebration. I'm not Jewish, but kind of by, you know, association growing up in New York and being in people's homes for Rosh Hashanah. It's more of a celebration. They have certain foods you have to eat. It's like a family feast. And I think it ends with Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement in October.
He's definitely not working on Yom Kippur.
No.
So that's what I was going to bring up. Now, when it happened with Sandy Koufax, and if you remember
Yom Kippur.
Sean Green with the Dodgers, who he had this unbelievable hitting stretch, and they were making a run to the playoffs. And he's like, guys, I can't play in this game. And everybody's like, are you kidding me? But no, I mean, his religious beliefs are going to come first. Yeah. So.
It was brought to my attention yesterday at the Orioles rally. I'm like, because I was wondering, why is it TBD? I mean, the rotation, for all intents and purposes, was set for you. Mm-hmm. It was the moon and the stars lined up for you, for your rotation. Jeremy, Brandon Hyde couldn't have had a better situation for his rotation leading to a wild card. This is the way it came out through the regular season. So why TBD? We'll find out. We'll find out.
There was no lingering issues with injuries. There was nothing going on to question it. There was no, this guy's going to be pitching on 4 days rest, as you put it. Everything's right. This can be, in my mind, the only thing that's holding this up.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed, how do you feel about this wild card series?
I think they're going to walk through it pretty easily, head to the Bronx.
I hate you said that.
Okay, then don't ask.
I hate you said that because
Ed's also Mets fan.
I want someone to bust my bubble because I feel like this is
The Royals have better. I don't say better. They have very good starting pitching. The lineup, the Orioles lineup, is head and shoulders above the Royals lineup as far as bats.
I don't like doing this, but I saw this the other day where the Royals, they were basically a game above 500 or a game below 500 if you take out their 12-1 record against the White Sox.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, no, no. So, yeah, that's real.
That makes
the
sense.
The whole division. Mm-hmm. Take the whole division. There's a reason why they had three teams battling for the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the White Sox, man. They have the White Sox. I mean, think about the American League East record now that the Orioles have gotten good. The records aren't incredible anymore in the East because you don't have the Orioles to pick on anymore.
You want to talk about how terrible that division is? I mean, the Tigers got in. They didn't have a single player with 150-plus hits. Not a single player with 75 ribbies. Not a single player with 25 home runs. Mm-hmm. Not a single player with 25 stolen bases. Like, how did they score runs? The Tigers.
Oh,
same
Tigers.
Division. Yeah. You beat up on these bad teams. Yeah. They play close games. They win a lot of them.
Not to bust your balls, but you know what it reminds me of? When the Colts were dominating the AFC South.
Because
everybody else sucked.
Yeah.
And you played them twice a year.
Yeah.
So you had, like, automatic wins with those games every year.
But they were really good.
Yeah, but I was hoping... I went to Ange first because I was hoping he would give me, you know, this guy's some trouble. This guy's some trouble. Because I'm going to the series thinking, meh, you know, and bring on the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to the series thinking, okay, so when do we go to New York?
See,
I don't want to think that way.
I feel good about New York, too.
Do you want me to take
the number all year?
I'll tell you. I can take the other side of it and tell you why
Please take the other side.
I mean, first off, if we're looking at game one, the one thing that the Royals do better than most teams in this league is steal bases.
Yes.
Okay. And Mike can't do it.
No, they can.
Well,
they
can't. We can't stop you.
Well,
you know,
so the other thing with Corbin Burnes, if you look at his numbers month to month, he's been getting better at his time to home plate.
Slot step.
Yes. So he's been much better at that, although he was the worst in the league. So if he's middle of the pack now, or if he's still in that bottom half.
You know what I was told? By a credible source, the struggles that he had, a month or so ago, is when he was working on.
Getting used to it?
Getting used to it, and it was messing up his rhythm. And once he got used to it, he became Corbin Burnes again.
So,
go ahead.
To that point, like, all right, so you've got guys like Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt. I mean, even some of the other ancillary pieces steal bases on their team. Michael Massey is their second baseman, has a lot of pop for a lefty. Vinny Pascantino has been missing most of the season after he got hurt. They're saying he might be back for the series. But again, we got to question it the same way we questioned Jordan Westberg coming back. How many at-bats was he going to get? Was he really going to be ready, or are you just rushing him to get him in the lineup because it's a power lefty bat? The other thing is they're going to throw three good pitchers at you. Reagans can strike out a lot of guys, does have splits that are kind of, you know, reverse splits. He gives up more power, more hits to lefties than he does righties. When you go into the other games, Michael Wacha's more of your pitcher's pitcher. He's not going to strike out a lot of guys. But Seth Lugo's just been dangerous this year.
He's
watching
a career year.
Yeah, it's just out of nowhere because he was in the Cy Young race. He was in the top five in Cy Young race all year long, but nobody mentioned him because Corbin Burnes and Tarik Skubal were so much better than him with the power numbers. But, you know, like this is a team, and oh, by the way, they have, I mean, whether people want to like it or not, Bobby Witt's one of the best players in baseball.
He is.
And he won the batting title. So he's
31 stolen bases.
He can destroy a great starting pitcher on his own.
Yeah.
You know, like, and there's a lot of things to look at. The weather, will that be a factor? So I think, it's not a foregone conclusion that you go in and win, and you lose game one, you're going to feel vastly different going into game two.
Ed, I like your response better.
Me too.
Hey, I just gave you the other side of it.
I don't like your side. Turn over.
How many times I've heard that?
I like your disposition. How about disposition?
What about this one? Huh? Yeah.
World of Stupid at 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Don't want to miss that. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 right here in studio. But on the other side, do you feel a different vibe around the Orioles team compared to the one that made the playoffs last year as the one seed? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Last year, we obviously, through the regular season, didn't get swept, so it wasn't much going against us at that point. And then this year, obviously, we had a little bit of struggle the second half, so I felt like we learned how to go through it earlier and became a little bit more battle-tested in that sense. So I feel like it's going to help us in this aspect of the game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm glad Gutter Henderson said that, battle-tested. I think people forget, Ed, these guys have been through it now.
Yeah, they have.
They know what it is to prepare for this now.
It's a young team, but they've got plenty of experience. I mean, these guys have been around. It's like, you know, except for his holiday. But, I mean, most of these guys have been up here. So, yeah, young team, but they've been here. And they played important games, you know.
I think that's why they knew how to handle themselves down the stretch this year.
Me too. I think they did a good job of it, too. Because that little run at the end of the season gives you some momentum going into the postseason. I think it was very important.
Jeremy, they went from winning 4 out of the last 10 games in the regular season to 7 out of the last 10 games in the regular season. I think that playoff experience last year was beneficial for them this year. I think they helped them keep their composure.
By the way, a lot of happy Oriole fans down the stretch as they won those last few games because it put them a half a game over their win total on Sunday. So most people were cashing
their gambling
tickets. Yes. People were sweating the hell out of that, like, oh, my God, we got to do this. And sure enough, they handled business. But look, this is what we've talked about. You get to this point, it's 0-0. You're not, you know, you don't have a .350 batting average anymore. You don't have all these things going on. You didn't win whatever 15, 20 games. We're just matching up and see who wins, who's the best in these next three games, which makes it incredibly difficult. And one of the reasons why we talked about pitching in the postseason and how things can be different is that you're constantly looking at, all right, am I taking this guy out? Just look at yesterday's Braves and Mets game where they left Spencer Schwalenbach in, who was just dealing the entire day, had a horrible at-bat with, Tyrone Taylor, 11 or 12 pitch at-bat, then he doubles, and then the floodgates open up. And then they're bringing in their two best arms to close it out to go to the postseason, and neither one of them had it. And then the Mets go, hey, we'll bring in our two best arms. Neither one of them had it. And you're going, I mean, it's just weird. Baseball pressure affects guys differently. Sometimes it's who you're facing in the lineup. And I'm not trying to give excuses. It is what it is with baseball. It's different than every other sport.
Man, if you want to go to the playoff game, I'm seeing tickets right now as low as $32.
Really?
Yeah, section 328.
Anywhere.
You're not sitting up there.
Does this always happen when it rains, man? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Oh, Ed kidding. He ain't sitting up in section 3 anything.
I don't even sit. I walk around. I usually go like to the flag court. I go to the
Does
bars.
Anybody sit down anymore?
Yeah, I think.
Like, people tell me, like, the attendance says 28,000. People text me, that look like 28,000. If the camera shot out there by Utah Street in the Centerfield Bar, you'd see 20-something thousand. What's up, buddy?
There were a lot of season ticket holders that were pretty pissed at the team that they spent a lot of money for playoff tickets, and then now they're $30. They said they wanted some sort of restitution.
Okay.
Because they got emails from the team saying, it's going to sell out. You have a specific time that you can buy them, so you should spend all this money on them, and now they can't get rid of them.
Okay, but here's the problem. The Orioles aren't selling these tickets. Vivid Seats are selling these tickets, and the reason why they're cheaper is because they couldn't sell them.
No, I'm just saying.
I get why they're angry, but the Orioles aren't selling these tickets for 30-something bucks. Vivid Seats is selling these tickets for 30-something bucks because they can't get rid of them.
That's business, though, isn't it? Like, I mean, you get to this point, you know, look, everybody's going to be buying Halloween candy, and then all of a sudden we get to November 1st, it's going to be cheaper. Same thing with Easter. You know, like, this stuff, this is just business. Like, people didn't buy the tickets, now they're going to discount them to try to get people in.
Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. Give me a situation where somebody's not pissed off.
I know.
Somebody's always going to be pissed
somebody
off.
Somebody is always pissed off.
But this one just makes no sense to me. Then don't buy the tickets and wait it out next time. Oh, what's that? They don't have any? Okay, you paid for not having to deal with the stress of wondering if you're going to get tickets.
Those same season ticket holders, I wonder if they could sell their tickets for the price that they bought them for, if they would buy section 320-something for 30-something bucks. Look at the difference of where you're sitting.
It was like all those
people. I can almost guarantee you they're not sitting in section 3-something.
All those people that are trying to sell their Ocean Calling tickets because they were worried about the rain now. And then you're looking online, it's like, hey, I just want to get my money back for it. Yeah, of course you do, because you don't want to go sit in the rain in a concert.
What the hell is Ocean Calling?
That was the concert this past weekend in Ocean City. Everybody was selling tickets online. You didn't. Are you oblivious to that?
WPS.
I don't think it was just WPS. I mean, I think there's a lot of that.
Show me a picture.
From the
concert. I was there. There were plenty of black people there.
Yeah, I've never heard of this in my life. Okay. I've never heard of Ocean what?
Ocean's Calling. They do one with what? Country too?
Actually, really.
That's this weekend.
I like the Killers a lot. They were there.
What artists were there?
Killers.
Don't know them.
You know the Killers?
What do they sing?
Mr. Brightside?
Yeah. That's their marquee song.
That's like the, what's the Journey song from the 80s that everybody sings?
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. That's like our Don't Stop Believing.
Give it to me again.
Mr. Brightside. Joe, do you want to pull some of that up? I'm not going to sing it here this morning if that's what you're getting
All the
at.
Things that I've done.
No. I wasn't asking you to sing. I'm going to ask you to sing.
You want this one? You know this song.
Let me hear it.
Going out on my...
Oh, yeah, I heard that song before.
Yeah.
You couldn't get away from it, really.
Who else? Dave Matthews?
Before. Yeah, Dave was there.
Is Dave Matthews, is he the one that talks all the time?
Yes, we've had this conversation before.
He talks way too much, yeah. I saw him in Hershey. My buddy and I used to flip-flop concerts. I go to one of his one year, he go to one of mine one year. And I took him to Jay-Z one year down in D.C. He loved it. He took me to Dave Matthews. I'm sitting there with my arms folded like, dude, he hasn't started singing yet. He hadn't started singing. Who the hell is this? Because I didn't really know who Dave Matthews was. I knew his name. He said, you'll know all his music. I said, I'll be glad to know when he sings a song to see if I knew. He talked for 15 minutes.
Very political.
That's a long time. That's what it was. It was all politics. So for 15 minutes, well,
man. He's South African. He probably grew up with all politics.
So like, you, dude, sing.
Yeah.
So look, Boys to Men were there, Bare Naked Ladies, Counting Crows, the Beach Boys, whatever's left of them, OAR, 311, whatever's left of Sublime, Sugar
That's a great
Ray.
Lineup.
I mean, it's a lot of like really great 90s bands and some newer stuff too, I think.
The only people that I would possibly go see out of that is Boys to Men. But I've never gone to a concert to see Boys to Men.
Oh, you could have
seen. They were at the concert. I went to see somebody, but I never went to a concert saying, I want to see Boys to Men.
I got you. But Lisa Loeb was there too, so you could have gone there and heard her say, you say... For you say Kikuchi.
Oh, that's the song they play for that?
But that, yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well, hold on a second. What's the name of this concert again,
Ocean's
Jeremy?
Ocean's Calling.
You ever heard of Ocean's Calling, Mike?
Never heard of it.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I think this year's team, it's a big difference. I mean, last year, after we overtook the Jays and everything, I mean, we had a quiet confidence and everything went right for us. And we had kind of like a little swagger going into the playoffs.
Right.
Not arrogance, but, you know. But
this team, man,
we've been wounded with, the injuries and then the hidden slumps and you know, just, you know, this second half has been rough. So it's a different team, man. It's a different attitude going into playoffs, I think. than last year.
It's a different attitude, but let me ask you this. Is it a better attitude?
I won't say it's better. Like I said, last year we had a quiet confidence, a swagger. Mm-hmm. I don't think we got that swagger or nothing like that.
See, the reason why I think it's better, Mike, is I think that swagger last year was we're invincible. Mm-hmm. And I think this year they understand how they have a sense of urgency. I don't know if they had that last year because that was the first time through.
I don't think they had an error.
I think they thought they were invincible last year, Mike.
They're just like, man, this is just our year and team of destiny. But when
a team believes they're the team of destiny before they get there, that's a sense of invincibility. I think this year, Ed, they know what a sense of urgency is. Last year, you win 101 games. Yeah. You win a division. You sit and rest because you're the number one seed. And you're young. You've never been there before.
Yeah. And it's also a different year. Like last year, you had three teams with 100 wins or more. This year, not one team.
Yeah.
So it was a fight to the end for a lot of clubs. And I think that's a very different season for them.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excited about the game later on, man. You know, get to attend my second ever Orioles playoff game. So,
okay.
You know.
There you go.
Where'd Rob get your tickets? Where are you sitting?
Well, he had me out sitting out in the rain, man. I was like, nah, man. So my boy Brian from BMO Roundtown was like, man, you come up in the suite, man. You know, but I appreciate the tickets, Rob. I ain't trying to be ungrateful now, man. I can't get my dreads wet, though.
Yeah, you can sell those on the secondary market.
Yeah, put them on SeatGeek. Hey, no, but listen, I was out there in that game back in April when they was in Kansas City, man, when they played when Reagan was on the mound. Mm-hmm. And we had an all-righty lineup that night, you remember, right? They had Mateo in center field, you know, and we lit them up. So I'm just curious to see what this lineup is going to be far as the day.
Well, Mateo ain't here.
I know, of course, he ain't here. But hopefully they put McCann, you know, start McCann and catch D.H. Adley. But as far as the conversation I was talking about, man, I think we've got this underdog thing going on this year. Hopefully, you know, they're not the team of destiny and, you know, believe in all the hype that they, you know, going to win the World Series and everything.
Something to think about that, though, with the James McCann and Adley DH, which I'm not arguing to do it. Or
about the running?
Well, no, it's not even about that. It's like if you go to make a switch late in the game, let's say you want to get a Ryan O'Hearn bat in there. Are you taking Adley out at that point? Are you taking Mountcastle out? Are you going to take one of the outfielders out?
I don't know if I want to take Mountcastle out late in the game.
Or is it a situation where he pinch hits for somebody and then somebody else just comes in for him and he doesn't even see the field, he just gets one at bat?
I think it's that.
Because
do you want to take Ryan O'Hearn? I mean, do you want to take Ryan Mountcastle off first base late in the game?
No. But that's why I'm presenting it this way, because if Adley catches, you can switch your DH in and out whoever you want. But you can't take James McCann out to put somebody in there and then Adley goes to catch because then you lose your DH.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World is Stupid at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, do you see the Orioles bullpen as their biggest liability headed into the postseason? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
We have a lot of good stuff down there. And I think we have guys that can put in different roles. You know, without kind of having set roles down there, I can try to mix and match the best way I possibly can. You know, this is a really good, really, really good team. It's a really good lineup. You know, we're looking more into it, but I'm really happy with how we played on this last road trip and I'm really happy with how we threw the ball. But I do have a lot of options down there.
You got a lot of options down there, but how many, Jeremy, do you feel comfortable with in the bullpen, the options?
Yep. I mean, how many do you feel comfortable with? Somebody asked
me. You're putting Albert Suarez down there. I feel relatively comfortable with him. You think Cade Povich makes the roster that goes to the bullpen? I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
I don't think in this series. I think there's a chance maybe in the next one if they get there. But
Keegan Aiken, it all depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. 3.32 ERA. Yennier Cano, you know, sometimes he has his moments, but for the most part, I'm okay with him.
Jacob Calvin Meyer posted this, and I told him to stop hating. Orioles bullpen in September, 5.31 ERA, 29th in Major League Baseball. Royals bullpen in September, 2.77 ERA, 5th in MLB. So who do you trust out there? And it's not just, oh, this guy's good, that guy's good. Even saying you trust Albert Suarez, he hasn't been back in the bullpen for a while, and I don't know if
that's why I said I somewhat trust him.
But I don't think he's ready for today either by pitching Sunday. Maybe you could get an inning out of him. I don't know. I think maybe you can get an inning out of him tomorrow. But, you know, all that still has to be decided. So, like, you know, there's a lot of names out there in certain situations. You're like, yeah, I like him. But they've all shown us that there's not a single person right now that you fully trust. And Danny Kalum's just now coming back and some of the other guys. But, you know, Sir Anthony Dominguez, things haven't been great for him down the stretch.
No, they have not. You know, he didn't even pitch the ninth inning the other night. The other day, put him in the eighth.
That's why some people are saying, do they have a closer? Are they just going to see if someone closes out the first one and then ride that hot hand?
Well, you saying it?
I said he has. He looked good for a while. I liked him, and I thought he was a good acquisition, but lately he's been struggling, Sir Anthony. I mean, the problem is with the you're talking about their biggest liability. I don't have a huge liability. I mean, I think the starting pitching is real good right now, especially in this format. You've got an outstanding lineup. You got a lot of power. You got home. So you're in your own ballpark, which is your advantage. I think this is really set up for them.
I think, to me, the biggest question mark, you know, you can play with the word liability, that's fine. The biggest question mark heading to the postseason is the bullpen. I'm confident in the lineup. Confident in the short rotation that they have, the three guys that they're going to push out there. I'm just not – I have the least amount of confidence – in the bullpen.
Well, I mean, I think that's fair. If I was going to rank, you know, the lineup, starting rotation, and the bullpen come in last.
And we talked about the rotation with the possibility of, you know, you said someone sent you a message saying that Dean Kramer could not pitch Thursday because of Rosh Hashanah. So, I threw out, for those of you just chiming in, throw out the question whether or not the TBD that we're getting is because Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, maybe Dean Kramer can't go Thursday.
Because the problem would be, I think, I don't know what the switch would be. I mean, I almost think it has to be Kramer tomorrow regardless.
Yeah.
Because if you roll the dice and you pitch Eflin, and let's say you win today, you roll the dice, you pitch Eflin, he can't go on for the elimination game. Who do you have? Cade Povich?
Yeah.
Who's your other option? Suarez just pitched on Sunday. He's not going to be ready. Where are you going? You going to a full bullpen game, even though we just said we don't trust the bullpen? You know, like, so I think the TBD thing, I think it's ultimately going to be Kramer tomorrow no matter what happens. And then the good news is if you win today and then you win tomorrow, then you have Eflin to start the series against the Yankees. If not, you have Eflin pitching an elimination match for you, which he's been one of the best pitchers.
You.
What?
If we go down today, you don't like Kramer tomorrow.
Well, I would rather have Eflin, I think, to get you back on track. I'm in Kramer's camp.
Like, no, I'm saying in that situation.
I mean, it's we were there last year, and it didn't work out. And I'm not saying that's what happens, but again, I'd rather, if it's an elimination spot, you would rather have either A or B, Corbin Burns or Zach Eflin, in my opinion. And it ain't gonna be Burns because he's the one to put us in the elimination spot. You know, if that happens, Orioles are about a 150-160 favorite today. You're looking, all the home teams are favored today, obviously. They have the better pitching. It's I think today's game, I mean, for me, it's kind of a coin flip. It's
I'm assuming makes that play. They have home field, they're in their own stadium, and they have their best pitcher going. Mm-hmm. All of them.
When is the last time? I'm asking this out loud. I got to look it up because I just thought about it. The last time an Orioles starter has finished with a sub-3 ERA.
Did Bedard do it?
He may have.
Because last year he was like second in ERA for most of the season.
Who?
Bradish.
Bradish? Yeah, Bradish did finish sub-3,
sub
I think.
Sub-3?
Maybe he got to like 305 at the end, but I thought he was sub-3.
He was sub-3 for a lot of the season, I think.
Yeah.
Not for us. He did not do it. Bedard did not do it. Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. He did it for Seattle Mariners, but he only pitched 15 games that year. You're right. Last year... 30 starts, that's 2 years in a row. 2.83 ERA for
sure would be cool to have him right
Bradish.
Now.
He finished fourth in the Cy Young. When you talk about under the radar seasons, he had the definitive under the radar season.
Who, Bradish?
Yeah. You didn't realize how good he was until the year was over.
You do realize that we talked about at the beginning of the year, the fact that when they traded for Burns, if Burns and Bradish were on the same team last year, they would have been the best two pitchers with ERAs on any team in Major League Baseball. That's how like dominant you expected your front line to be. And, oh, by the way, then you trade for Zach Eflin, and you didn't expect Grayson Rodriguez. You know what? I'm not even.
I don't think.
I'm not going to do this today.
Let me take you out. Let me take you out of your misery. if Radish doesn't get hurt, I don't think they trade for Eflin.
I don't know.
I don't think they trade for Eflin.
You wouldn't want to bolster that even more?
I don't think they would have
given. Because they didn't have to give up a ton to get Eflin.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you got Eflin for 2 years, and if you're going to let Burns walk, then it does make sense.
The starting rotation move was because of the Bradish injury.
But we had been talking about adding pitching all year. Like, you had Bradish and Means go down. And the other part of this, too, like, they made two moves for starting pitchers, Trevor Rogers and Zach Eflin. And both of these moves, in my opinion, were not only made for this year, but for next year as well.
It also worked out because they made the move for Eflin, and then Grayson got hurt.
Yeah.
So it was like, woo.
We'll talk some Ravens at 7:15. The offensive identity, what is it now? We'll explore that at 7:15. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, World of Stupid.
Yeah, we're going to talk about there's an interesting story we didn't get to last week that I really wanted to get to. It's about a poo-cano. And some people out there may be going, what's a poo-cano? Exactly. Well, it's when you take poop and a volcano and you put them together, you get poo-cano, which was blowing 33 feet in the air. It covered pedestrians and cars. People were screaming out, I'm drenched in poo. Ew! That's all coming up in the World of Stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.